You'll be glad you're wearing your pink little Pampers when you see him. He's about twice your size, and I know my little bunny goes tinkling his pants when he's scared. That'll give you a good excuse to change into your boy pull-ups, I guess. What? You didn't think I would allow you to change into them unless you needed it, did you? Mm-mm. You're staying in the girl pull-ups until you need a change, of course. We're not wasting any dry diapers. Hey, honey, don't be nervous. He won't see it under your cute bunny onesie. I'll even try to be as discreet as I can when I check you, okay? If you have another accident before bed tonight, I'll change you into the big boy pull-ups for nighttime. I'll even take the PJs off and have you in just a t-shirt and diaper until you go to bed. That way you can show them off. No? Why not? Honey, if we put you back in a onesie, what's the point of wearing boy pull-ups in the first place? No one will be able to tell the difference. Mm-mm-mm. I think you earned them, so you show them. Eric doesn't care. He's the one buying them for you, is he not? Listen, I understand you're shy. I do, especially in the little girl pull-ups. And Eric's big, and he can be intimidating, but at some point, you've got to let go of that nonsense and just learn to accept it. This is your life now. You can live in constant humiliation or learn to enjoy it. Isn't it nice that I'm home with you tonight? Not out partying like I do usually on Saturdays. Don't you like having someone to take care of you? Like the darling little bunny you are. There's a smile. I can picture you with Eric already. My two boys playing games together. Him and I on the couch and you sitting on the floor in your Pampers like a good little boy. It'll be such a bliss, you'll see. When you get sleepy, he'll carry you to your room and we'll have some well-deserved alone time. Isn't that a dream? Don't worry, I'm not forgetting you. I'll have to make sure you're not wet before you fall asleep. And if you do wet it, well, I'll clean you up, cutie. Now you're thinking about it, aren't you? Be careful, though. If you have a little accident and ends up that I'm busy, I may have Eric change you. I don't think you can expect anything extra then. Unless... No, forget it. I'm only teasing. Oh! Well, there he is! What are you waiting for, silly? Go on, open that door. You don't want to make him wait, do you? After all, he did pick up your special pillars. Mm-hmm. Don't be rude now. He's not as scary as he looks. I'm sure you'll tinkle only a little bit. That gives me an idea before you go. You really want to put on those blue pull-ups he's bringing, don't you? And you want me to pay special attention to you tonight before bedtime, right? I want you to do something for me. It would turn me on so much. Listen, when you open that door, I want you to look him in the eyes, shake his hand, and I want you to pee yourself. I'm not kidding. I want you to completely flood your girly little pull-ups when my man comes home. I just think it's hot. I don't know why. If you do that, I promise I'll pay you a special visit tonight. You'll pick the diaper pack from his hands and thank him. Then I'll take you to the room and I'll change you into one of them. That way, we both get what we want. What do you say? Well, I guess I'll have to check you once you guys come back. Run along now. Don't keep him waiting.